So I have two scripture lessons for us today. The first one is from the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah. And this is Isaiah reminding the people that they are called by God to do certain things in God's name. And it's reminding the people that there is a servant who has been chosen to be the leader of the people. So as Christians began to read the scripture in the eyes of knowing the story of Jesus, they began to see that some of these scriptures could represent Jesus. So the scripture today from Isaiah reminds us that this is the ministry that Jesus took upon himself as God's son. So Isaiah 42 verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And our second scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter, verses 13 through 17. And this is the story of Jesus's baptism as told by Matthew. You know, each one of the Gospels tell the story a little bit differently, but this is Matthew's version of it. And this is the importance of this scripture is how it reminds us again that Jesus is God's son. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So the story of Jesus' baptism is central to the beginning of his ministry. And this is our first encounter with the adult Jesus. We have just spent weeks remembering his birth and celebrating Christmas. There are some stories in between in the Bible which do share some things about his childhood, but this is the first scene of the adult Jesus. We really don't know much about him until he appears at the Jordan River requesting to be baptized by John. Most of the people who are gathered around the banks of the Jordan probably had no idea who Jesus was. If they did know him, they only knew him as the son of the carpenter. They were not the shepherds who had visited him as a child. So at this point, it is safe to assume that Jesus had lived his life somewhat in obscurity until this day when he walks to the river to see John. Now John, who is a prophet, recognizes that there's something special about this person, something holy about Jesus. So at first, John balks when Jesus asks him to baptize him. Jesus insists that John baptize him, so John gives in, and he does. And as Jesus is coming out of the water, the Spirit of God descends upon him, and a voice proclaims, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is my Son, the Beloved. Jesus' baptism is the beginning of his public ministry. From that point forward, Jesus begins to preach and teach, to gather disciples and other followers, to minister to those who are hungry, to heal the sick, to share God's love with everyone. Jesus begins his ministry with this proclamation that he is God's Son. God lovingly and publicly proclaims to those present that Jesus is God's Son. Now, there is so much that happens when we celebrate the sacrament of baptism. Forgiveness of sin, a new beginning, the symbolism of our dying and rising with Christ. In his letter to the Romans, Paul writes, "Don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." As we are baptized, we die to our old selves and rise to newness of life. We wash away the old sinful self. We proclaim that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and we are ready to show our faith to the world. And all of that is very true. And all of that and much more than I can cover in this brief sermon with you, is what happens in baptism. But the one aspect of baptism I want each of us to know is that when we are baptized, we recognize and proclaim to the world that we are beloved children of God. We are children of God because God claims us. God claimed us on the day we were born, just as the angels sang alleluias to the shepherds on the night Jesus was born. But when we go into those baptismal waters, we affirm that proclamation. The mystery of those waters surrounds us, and when we are raised from the waters dripping wet, we know we are God's child. God says, "This is my Son. This is my daughter. These are my children whom I love." I want you to remember your baptism and to know that you are a child of God. And God loves you. In the good times and in the bad, we are children of God. And God loves us. We cannot hear that enough. We are beautiful, beloved children of God. Janet Wolfe was a minister who used to serve as pastor at a Methodist church in Nashville, Tennessee. And she tells the story about a woman named Fayette who came to her church. Now, that United Methodist Church is a wildly diverse congregation that includes people with power and PhDs and folks who have never gone past the third grade, people with two houses and people living on the street. And as one person who struggles with mental health declared, those of us who are crazy and those who think they're not. Years ago, this woman named Fayette found her way into that church. She lived with mental illness and lupus and without a home. She joined the new members class there and the conversation about baptism, this holy moment when we are named by God's grace with such power that it won't be undone, that grabbed her imagination. And during the class, Fayette would ask again and again, And when I am baptized, I am. And the class learned to respond, beloved, precious child of God, and beautiful to behold. Yes, she'd say. And then we would go back to our discussion. The day of Fayette's baptism came. And at this church, they offered not only baptism by a font, but also a baptism by immersion. And she went under the water and came up spluttering and cried, "And now I am." And the congregation sang, "Beloved, precious child of God, and beautiful to behold." "Yes," she shouted as she danced around the sanctuary. 2 months later, Janet received a phone call. Fayette, who lived on the streets, had been beaten and raped and was at the county hospital. So Janet went. And Janet could see her from a distance pacing back and forth. And as Janet said, "When I got to the door, I heard Fayette saying, 'I am beloved.'" She turned and saw Janet and said, "I am a beloved, precious child of God, and then seeing herself in the mirror, her hair sticking up, blood and tears streaking down her face, her dress torn, dirty, she started again. "I am a beloved, precious child of God, and God is still working on me. And if you come back tomorrow, I'll be so beautiful, I'll take your breath away." Beloved child of God, the voice from heaven proclaimed as the baptismal waters over the Jordan rolled off Jesus' body. Beloved child of God, the voice named him as he prepared to begin his public ministry. Beloved child of God, spoken with such power that it would permeate Jesus' entire life and teaching. Beloved child of God, Jesus would name those he met who were desperate for healing, for inclusion, for hope. Beloved child of God, even as he was beaten and hung on a cross, even as he died, there was one there to name him. A Roman centurion who said, "Surely this is the Son of God." Beloved child of God, echoing through the ages, continuing to name those drenched in the waters of baptism. Beloved child of God. Fayette, a beloved, precious child of God and beautiful to behold, haunts us, blesses us, and goes with us as a sister in Christ. She challenges us to ask what it means that, like her and with her, we have been named by God's grace with such power that it won't come undone, no matter what we experience in this life. God has claimed us. And as we remember the baptism of Jesus, how will we reckon with the fact that we have shared in those waters, that in that sacrament of baptism and as members of the body of Christ, we too are named as beloved children of God? How will we live in such a way that others will know themselves as named by God, beloved by God? Especially those who have been given cause to think that they are less than loved, less than the children of the one who created them. May we remember our baptism, and may the waters of our baptism so cling to us that in their depths we see who we are and whose we are. May the waters of our baptism so cling to us that from our depths we reflect to others their true name, beloved children of God and beautiful to behold. Amen. We are all beloved children of God. And as we come to our time of worship where we give our invitation to either become a member of this congregation or to reaffirm our faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and proclaim him as our personal Lord and Savior, we offer this invitation to anyone who would like to come forward and become a member or reaffirm their faith. You may come forward as we stand and sing our hymn of commitment. We call ourselves disciples, hymn number 357.